Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and welcome to Texas Outdoor News. We're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today, we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with the best for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more.
Good morning, Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. As, believe it or not, we have actually hit the midpoint of the first month of January.
It's moving too quickly already.
Yes, I mean, it started. It just seems like last week was Christmas, you know, which certainly is not the case.
Right.
But in the new year, as it launches, lots of neat things are taking place. One of them is coming up here in Houston on January 26th, and that is the combination show of the Houston Boat Show.
Yeah.
And the Houston Auto Show.
First time they've ever done that.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Kind of neat. You know, it's amazing. Promoters forced to make a change, you know, in their format. And I think it's going to work out well.
Yeah.
You know, over the COVID years or months that we've had, we've been checking with Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats in Houston, with industry updates. And so to kind of kick off this boating trend, we're going to visit with Fred today and see if motors are more readily available,
right?
Parts are available to build boats.
Electronics.
Yes, yeah. And electronics and other things. So we've got that. We've got some news and updates from around the state as well as the nation. So you all do remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong.
I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit hfotusa.org.
Love. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love provides care to those in need. It fuels the desire to discover medical breakthroughs. Love motivates our compassionate staff, our renowned medical physicians, and volunteers who are all dedicated to caring for children. At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love comes to the rescue every day as we work to restore the joys of childhood. To offer your love and support to children in need, call 1-800-241-GIFT.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you make this a part of your weekend plans. And right off the top, I want to give you a bit of an update from Dallas.
Yes.
The Dallas Safari Club. And really nice show considering the question marks.
Correct.
Going in.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
Are outfitters from Africa, New Zealand, Australia going to be coming in, you know, because of the shutdown? Oh, no, we're opening back up, you know, hurry.
Oops, maybe. Well, yeah, okay.
But from an attendee standpoint, one publication was losing their mind saying what a great, you know, first day and how busy it was. And no, it was what was to be expected given what we've dealt with. It was a decent crowd. It wasn't record-breaking. Mm-hmm. The people that showed up were kind of that pin-up, I've got money to spend,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah, right.
And so most people, I believe, from those that I talked to, had a really, really good show. And you just realize how big the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center
yeah,
is.
Right.
When from the Texas Outdoors Journal booth, I want to go see Carrie O'Day on the opposite side.
Right.
You know, Carrie O'Day with MG Arms. It was just, you know, absolutely.
Have they changed that thing somewhat? Like, I was there years and years and years ago, and you could only get upstairs on one end. So if you're down all the way at one end on the bottom and wanted to see somebody the second floor, you'd have to go all the way to the other end.
That was the way the SHOT Show was that one year.
Yeah.
No, it's all on one. It's all on one floor.
Oh, okay, okay. So, that makes it even easier then. Good.
I didn't want the mic move, Bob. I mean, Bob's.
That's Bob's job.
He's sitting here.
Bob just doing his job. Wanting us to sound good.
Right, right. We've got, as we mentioned, we'll be talking later in the program and as well as next week about the upcoming boat show.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you got? You got any
news? Well, yeah, I do. There's one thing, bringing it up, though, with COVID stuck its nasty finger into the SHOT Show. Still getting ready to go on, but I pulled the plug on going this year. I had a friend of mine that was exposed, to COVID, and I thought, if I happen to get it, which I haven't, friends, thank goodness, I want to get it at home, not in Las Vegas.
Sure.
I called a friend of mine who lived out there, and the COVID cases just spiked tremendously in Las Vegas after the New Year's Eve crowds and then the Consumer Electronics Show, which was last week, which is one of the largest things on the planet. So it just wasn't worth it. And then, of course, some of the manufacturers were dropping out. We'll still have information because I'm still getting all the pictures and press releases and good stuff on what's new. But we'll know next week the results of what wound up happening on that.
You're just not going to have the hands-on knowledge.
Yeah, well, I got to think about that, too. As you talk about the transmission of this thing, when you go there, you're putting your hands on everything,
sure.
right? And where have those other hands been?
Right.
And so on and so on and so on. And so it just and events were being canceled and blah, blah, blah. So
just so folks know
yeah.
the progression of events, SHOT Show is to open on the 18th,
mm-hmm.
next Tuesday.
Right.
And then on the 20th, also in Vegas, Safari Club International
mm-hmm.
Convention opens.
Right, right.
And so that's going to be quite interesting. Liberal state,
mm-hmm.
used to be red, turn blue.
Right.
And we're still far enough out where will it happen?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's yeah. and unfortunately, that's the anxiety.
Right.
That promoters and attendees and exhibitors
right.
go through at every one of these blasted shows.
And, of course, then the people there on the ground that have the hotels and the restaurants and the
right.
mean, I canceled, three dinner reservations, my Avis car, and on and on and on, Also, the NACTOY, North American Car and Truck of the Year group, it's a juried bunch, 50 professional automotive journalists from print, radio, television, and more in the U.S. and Canada. Once a year. It used to be announced at the Detroit Auto Show, which is in January, but not anymore. They've moved it, they're attempting to move it. This year is supposed to be about September. But the voting, the North American Car of the Year was the Honda Civic. The North American Truck of the Year, the new Ford Maverick. The North American Utility Vehicle of the Year, the Ford Bronco. And all powered by gas, Bill. I know you'd be happy about that.
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know. Y'all can take that electric and...
Yes, I know.
Yeah. National Shooting Sports Foundation has released the adjusted National Incident Criminal Background Check.
Uh-huh.
Topped last year, $18.5 million, second best on record.
Wow.
The 2021 total is 40% above 2019's yearly figure, which is really exciting. And... also, why does I noticed, and evidently I messed up when I was compiling the notes.
Wow.
But blacks and Hispanics make a good majority, you
right.
know. And what I find interesting is the liberal left pursues that voting block,
right.
those voting blocks.
Right.
And particularly on the anti-gun side.
Yeah.
But they're turning a deaf ear to liberals going, no.
Correct. Oh, and also females.
Oh, big time.
Big time.
Big time. What else you got?
Donations. Our good friends at Brownells, they gave $137,000 to the Special Operations Wounded Warriors from their Veterans Day event proceeds that they got on the 8th of November through the 12th of November. And strong support from the customers made it possible for that hefty check being donated to help Purple Heart recipients and special operations community folks through therapeutic outdoor experiences and other services. So Pete Brownell and his dad, they're all, you know, doing a good job.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we've got our best bets. We've got the outdoor report, and we're going to find out if Harold's been plugged in or pumping fuel right after this.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
America's best-selling truck 44 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, the trucks you need, the trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ha ha! But you're not going to see them celebrate these 44 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and more importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 44 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford tough, the best in Texas.
It is time for the best bets on Texas Outdoor News, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Third Coast Thermal. Launched in 2015, Third Coast Thermal is owned and operated by a Christian family that's proud of the USA and is committed to providing professional guidance to their clients to help assure their day and nighttime hunting forays are the adventures that make lasting memories. Third Coast Thermal offers a variety of traditional high-quality scopes, binoculars, and other optics. They also offer superior night vision and thermal imagery equipment, plus other hunting tools worthy of your consideration. Plus, they will help you spend your money wisely.
I like that.
Yeah. What do you want to do? What do you want to accomplish? What's your experience? You know, the progression as opposed to overreaching or going beyond what your needs are.
And your budget, and they will work with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And folks, this cool weather that we've had that's been filtering into the Lone Star State, great time to be out predator hunting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, right before the breeding season for coyotes and bobcats before they den up. You know, also go out and hunt some pigs at night.
Oh, exotics?
Yeah, that works too. Third Coast Thermal has a complete lineup of great brand names. Suggestion, go to their website, thirdcoastthermal.com, thirdcoastthermal.com.
And they can be used for security purposes also, can't
they?
Oh,
they really yes, can, yeah. You know, particularly that Night Ride Scout and Sentinel. But once you go to the website, check things out, then give them a call, 832-827-4574, and discuss with old Clifford what works best for you.
There you go.
All right.
Well, speaking of best, let's look at the best bets. Texas Outdoors Journal Fishing and Hunting Times. This weekend, both Saturday and Sunday, as well as Monday, are three best days of the week. Tuesday is rated as good. Wednesday slips to fair, with Thursday another good day. Friday is another best day, making four of them for the week. Pretty good. Next Sunday and Saturday, two fair days.
Did Sunday and Saturday change position?
I just did a little goofy, but I figured I wouldn't go back. I thought they'd understand because our audience is so intelligent. This weekend, look for game to be most active from early to mid-morning and remaining active until early afternoon. On Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from mid to late morning until mid to late afternoon. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust, with game actively feeding from early afternoon until the early evening hours around sunset. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid-morning until well into the evening hours after sunset. On the coast, this Saturday has a single tide schedule of one high and one low tide.
This Sunday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through Thursday are a string of days with a double-tide schedule of two high and two low tides each day. Friday is a three-tide day with two high tides and just one low. Next Saturday and Sunday will each have a double-tide schedule.
All right, on the coast with these fronts that are moving in, boy, this weather is like a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Play the wind. When the north wind blows, tides drop out, and you want to fish areas that are draining because of the tidal activity and the winds blowing. Also, look for bird activity from Calcasieu to Sabine, Upper Galveston Bay. Pretty standard fare this time of year. When the water temperature dips, fish are going to drop off in those deeper holes and channels. There's going to be flats nearby. Mm-hmm. Once things start to warm up after a few days, those fish will be back feeding, but still staying close to the deeper water. Offshore activity, again, when weather allows, the red snapper season in state waters out to 9 nautical miles has reopened. That occurred on January 1. Down in the Middle Coast, good fishing is being had. Out of Corpus Christi, Captain Joey Farah has been catching some really good fish. Out of Port Mansfield, good reports coming from our friends at Getaway Lodge. And on the very tip of Texas, Captain Brian Barrera has just had a phenomenal year. Talking to Dano Wise about the number of big tarpon that he caught last year. Mm-hmm. And, of course, being further south, they're normally less impacted, except for when a February freeze comes in to a drop in water temperature. But recovery has taken place. Continue to do your part to release those bigger fish to help the recovery occur more quickly.
There you go.
What's going on in our lakes?
Well, let's take a peek at East Texas. Caddo. Largemouth bass are good working crankbaits, flipping jigs, buzz baits, wacky rigs, drop shots near creek channels, crossings, points, and trees. Conroe. Crappie are good in 6 to 18 feet of water using hair jigs from Lone Star crappie jigs and plastic jigs. Black bass are being caught around docks and other riprap, flipping earth creatures and running shaky heads. Additional catches coming in 17 to 25 feet of water near the trees. Livingston. Fishing continues to be good. White bass are good on Reaper Duck tracker slabs in 9 to 15 feet of water. Crappie are good on jigs in the creek. Big Sam Rayburn, crappie and bass are getting ready to spawn. They have eggs inside them. They're beginning to stage shallow to find beds. Bass are good on Carolina rigs and crankbaits. Crappie are good on live minnows, then jigs after the live bait subsides. And you'll find them in creeks and river channels. Limestone. Fishing is great. We head into the weekend. Largemouth bass are good in 9 feet or less. Starting off with chatterbaits, rattle traps, wacky worms. Then switching to big 3/4 ounce jigs and big worms, such as Zoom Ole Monsters. I'm not familiar with that one. Palestine. Crappie are excellent on jigs in 25 to 35 feet of water. Fish are suspended in 16 to 24 feet. Tawakoni. Bigger blue cats are biting, and they're turning on as the water temperature decreases. Eater catfish are good in 23 feet of water on cut bait. Crappie are good in 8 to 10 feet of water and in deep brush piles using jigs and minnows. Texoma. Striped bass are good on swim baits in shallow water hitting points and spots. In open water, flukes and dead sticking are landing fish. On windy days, cast Alabama rigs and keep it still because the fish are less active in the cooler water temperature. Big fish are in the main lake with 20-pound giants being reeled in.
All right, heading to South Texas, out Del Rio Way, where finesse-style presentation like Ned Rig drop shots around Lake Amistad's bluff walls are producing limits. White bass and striped bass are good below 30 feet following shad balls. Catfish are great on stink bait and cut bait. Choke Canyon Reservoir, white bass are good in 18 to 25 feet of water. Black bass are sitting on their beds getting ready to spawn. Crappie are good in the hardwoods. Falcon, catfish are good scattered in 3 to 30 feet of water, biting on shad or any kind of fresh-cut bait, concentrating at the mouths of creeks and structure or cover. Crappie are good in 5 to 15 feet of water. Brownwood, crappie are good on minnows and jigs and brush piles near bridge pilings. Allen Henry, fishing at Allen Henry continues to be excellent. As the cold fronts roll through, fishing has picked up. Bass are good using football head jigs and spoons off ledges in 30 to 40 feet of water. Harold, last year was tremendous on what O.H. Ivy gave up. It has picked right back up. The first two share lunkers of the new year have come from O.H. Ivy.
Okay.
A couple of 14-pounders. Good fishing for bass on swim baits, jerk baits, and Texas rigs with creature baits off the points. Meredith, walleye are good on jig heads tipped with river minnows. Trout continue to be good on doe and power baits, minnows, and spinner baits in Spring Canyon.
Okay, well, let's head to the Hill Country. Big Lake Buchanan. Bass are good on the lower end of the lake in the warm water discharge using soft jerk baits and chatter baits. White bass are very good on jigging spoons in 30 to 50 feet of water. Hybrid bass and stripers are good trolling umbrella rigs and drifting live shad. Canyon. Striper fishing is good along the river channel edge with live bait. White bass are good with live bait, chartreuse jigging spoons, silver slabs. Smallmouth bass are good on plastic grubs and small silver spoons along bluffs, rock ledges, and rocky shorelines. Catfish are good with punch bait and live bait. Waco. Fishing is good on Lake Waco. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs around brush piles in 15 to 25 feet of water. Black bass have moved out into the 5 to 15-foot range, biting on drop shots and jigs. White bass are good from 15 to 30 feet of water on jigging spoons.
Did you do Waco?
I just did Waco.
You did Waco?
Yeah.
I wasn't paying attention.
Waco. Fishing is good on Lake Waco, is what I said. Yes. You dozed off there for a moment, didn't you?
I did. I was actually looking ahead at the hunting forecast because seasons are closing.
Yeah.
We're in that time frame where the Sunday, the Rio Grande fall turkey season in the south zone, as well as the whitetail deer season, general season in South Texas, were closed. Closing on the 21st, the late dove season in the south zone. Then on the 30th, basically all your migratory birds, geese and ducks, we'll be wrapping up until the conservation season reopens. Quail season continues through February 27th.
Okay.
All right. You said that I was going to be happy that you're pumping fuel this week.
I'm still pumping fuel. Okay. Still pumping fuel. All right. And still styling, kind of kicking off the year with some amazing vehicles from our friends at Mercedes-Benz. And still capability, though. So this is the 2021 E450 4MATIC Coupe with a lot of the AMG package on it.
What kind of package?
AMG.
What is AMG?
That's their speed stuff.
Ah.
That's their division. They even sign the engine. One guy puts the engine together and signs it. Hey. But you got to pay for it. You got to pay for the autograph. Anyhow. Their 4MATIC
drive. Sounds like an ego to me.
Thank you. Well, yeah, it is when you're driving one of these things. The 4MATIC drive, though, makes it very capable because it gives traction to each wheel as needed. So this will get you to the ranch house. And I'm telling you, I got the place in the Hill Country. I really don't need a truck. I've got rolling stock up there. My main thing I do is bring in, deer corn and stuff like that.
So you're using your Mercedes to do that?
They were very impressed at the Fredonia Peanut Company when I wheeled in. I said, need 400 pounds of deer corn in the trunk.
Really?
Yeah. It can handle it. Anyway, it's got interesting inline six-cylinder engine, 3-liter, but it's putting out 362 horsepower, 369 pound-feet of torque, and the dynamic select drive you can set for mud or rock or sand or what have you. So it's just really capable. Certainly, it's going to be all the plushness that one would expect from Mercedes, a beautiful leather interior. Fast, beautiful. Isn't that mood lighting? It's really, really kind of cool. The optional stuff on this, their air balance ride, their 5-spoke wheels, all-season tires, augmented vision for navigation, all-body control suspension. I mean, just a tremendous ride. Check this thing out. It's also up there at 67 base. Mine was 85, but yeah, I'll take it. They're going to loan it to me? I'll take it. Neat-looking car, though. Absolutely gorgeous. I like coupes anyhow. 2021 E450 4MATIC Coupe from Mercedes.
All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, will be joining us. Yeah, it's boating season right here on Texas Outdoor News.
It's up on us.
This is Morgan Freeman, executive producer of the documentary film The C Word. And I'm here to tell you that defeating cancer takes breakthroughs. A breakthrough is the start of something extraordinary.
To be breakthrough is to be brave.
Many small breakthroughs can lead inevitably to a big breakthrough.
The kinds of breakthroughs that advance the fight against cancer. The ones that save lives by the millions. You are the breakthrough. You, the patients taking part in clinical trials. You, the scientists doing next-level research to beat cancer. You, the doctors and nurses who tirelessly care for everyone along the way. Let's be the breakthrough.
To learn about screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you, go to standuptocancer.org/breakthrough. Stand Up to Cancer is a program of the Entertainment Industry Foundation. Please talk to your healthcare provider about appropriate screenings and clinical trials that may be right for you.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven saloon tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros sets Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are a couple of reasons why, since 1992, Texas Outdoors Journal has perennially been named the top outdoor magazine in Texas. No other publication can make a similar claim of sustained excellence. Plus, we know there's 12 months in a year, not something less, so you get a copy every month. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save off the cover price. To subscribe securely online using a major credit card, visit TexasOutdoorsJournal.com or call 713-957-3997. You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and this portion of the program is brought to you by Fortified Cottonseed, a partnership forged between Texas families that have been in the agricultural and ranching industry for several decades. Fortified Cottonseed is formulated with vitamins and minerals. Fortified Cottonseed's Red Blend is a naturally high source of protein for deer, elk, exotics, cattle, and is safe for sheep and goats. It optimizes antler growth while its fat content meets energy demands for maintaining body condition and milk production with the advantage of limited intake. Fortified Cottonseed with Vitamins and Minerals Yellow Blend, especially formulated for white-tailed deer, but should not be fed to sheep or goats. The white-tailed blend is off the chart in fat, fiber, and protein. It is the most efficient and cost-effective way to feed white-tailed deer and wildlife. All right, mentioned to you that the seasons are winding down. Mm-hmm. The rut is winding down. Texas Outdoors Journal white-tailed editor Bob Zaglin,
yes,
reminds us that during the rut, a buck will lose 25% of its body weight.
Oh, my.
That's a bunch.
That is a bunch.
Okay, so to replenish that, feed them Fortified Cottonseed. It's free choice. You don't need a special feeder. The savings over feeding protein pellets is about 2-to-1. It's just really, really affordable. And, again, as mentioned in the narrative earlier, about the advantage of limited intake. You know, they eat less.
Yeah.
That brings about the savings.
Yeah, because the free feed kind of scares some people, but it doesn't. They eat it less.
It's yeah, great. Absolutely. Plus, you like it because
the raccoons and the pigs don't eat it.
Right. And
and it saves money.
Yes. Yeah. And besides the bucks, mama deer carrying those fawns that they'll be dropping, you know, later in the year, and then be lactating to get them up and running away from predators, mm-hmm. you know?
That
so
right.
Check out their website at fortifiedcottonseed.com or give them a call at 806-839-2122. Earlier in the program, we mentioned to you there's a big change of a couple of very popular shows.
Yeah.
The Houston Boat Show and the Auto Show
are
combining. Now, you said the Auto Show used to be what... just industry types? Was that right, or was that
no,
open
no.
to the public? It was open to
the public.
Yeah. Okay, both shows
always
have always been open to the
they
public.
They got to sell cars. That's why all the dealers are there.
Ah, okay.
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, and our source of ongoing information, we talked to him a couple times last year, Fred Lester from Red Wing Boats. Fred, welcome to 2022. All's well, and no challenges, right, as we start the new year.
Oh, everything's a challenge around this place. You know how that goes.
Biggest challenge that we talked about last year was lack of parts.
Yeah.
Lack of parts, lack of inventory, period.
Yeah, yeah. Has that improved any?
Very little.
Oh.
But it's coming. It's getting better, but it's got a long ways to go.
Yeah, Fred, I don't want to put you on the spot, but as I look at
Okay,
I will then. But looking at what the automotive industry is doing, are there any changes in the boating industry as far as, like, more stuff going to be built in the U.S. rather than having to import it?
Right at the moment, I don't see a whole lot of change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we obviously have had plants closed down, which are back up and running. But then there's always that supply chain, truck drivers. It's a mess. There's too many people not working.
It's almost like you've got to catch up from the shortfall of parts with whatever was ordered, I guess, before you can retool and make adjustments for where it's being produced.
And we're sitting around waiting for that next stimulus check.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
you know,
that needs to go away. We just need to have product, and we all got to work.
Right.
And when we look at it, you've got the physical boat and components.
Mm-hmm.
You've got the outboards and their components.
Right.
And Harold, you mentioned electronics.
Electronics, yeah.
Just to kind of get started, and we've got shortage across the board right now, right?
Yes.
Okay. What are you seeing, of course, when we have a boat show or any type of, activity like that? Yeah, we're looking at new stuff, but, you know, I'm a sucker for retooling an old boat.
You know,
I love doing that. Is that still a viable option? Or are you still able to?
It is, but then again, getting motors is the problem. I mean, don't get me wrong, I get calls every day. And, of course, they may have called me first. They may have called somebody else first. But when everybody tells them they don't have them, it comes down to whoever gets one will end up with the sale. And the problem, a lot of dealers don't stock a whole lot to start with before all this started.
Right.
So they're not used to ordering bigger orders in advance. So if a dealer has it on order when you buy it, you're more apt to get it than a dealer that's going to order it for you, because that could take 8-9 months.
Let me ask you, because I just recently did this myself, as I was going to go through and do a complete refit, repower, etc. But the repower was not an option.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I just pulled that component of the refit out and did everything else and decided, hey, I've taken care of this old motor pretty well.
Right.
Still functions. I'm going to do everything else and then, spend the money when that new motor, is available. Are you seeing some of that, Fred?
Oh, yes. We're fixing stuff we probably shouldn't.
Ah, okay.
But it's the only way they can get running.
Right.
And aren't you glad you stocked up on that baling wire when you had a chance?
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, tie wraps and baling wire. Duct tape.
It still works. It still works.
Yep.
All right. Hey, listen, we're up against the mid portion of the program. We need to take a break. So, Fred, if you would hold on. Folks, you stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats, right after this.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
At Capital Farm Credit, we want to be there for our ranchers and for the generations to come.
My name is Ron Brown. I'm a farmer rancher. Farm Credit has been there through the whole deal and been behind me through the whole deal. They've evolved with me. I mean, it's been a fun trip so far. Once you get in with them, they kind of stand behind you. They don't quit you when you're in a bind, or I wouldn't be here. I definitely would recommend Farm Credit to people. I have, and I would again.
Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
You're invited to the event of the year. The Houston Auto Show and Houston Boat Show are getting hitched. January 26th through the 30th at NRG Center, the Auto Show and Boat Show unite for the first time ever. Take a test drive. Board your dream boat. Check out the latest and greatest models. One ticket gets you into two great events. The Houston Auto and Boat Show, January 26th through 30th at NRG Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
We continue our conversation with Fred Lester, Red Wing Boats of Houston, Texas. Their website is redwingboatco.com, redwingboatco.com, and you can start your search there, and then give them a call, and then go see them there at 836 South 75th Street in Houston. Fred, one of the things as a longtime exhibitor of shows that I have always said is sometimes these promoters get in a rut. You know, they get a format and they don't change.
Right.
Due to COVID, both the boat show and auto show were forced to make an adjustment. Uh-huh. And I think this upcoming show is going to be really a great show. I mean, it gives an opportunity, as the spot just said, you know, one ticket gets you in both. There's not a petition. It just flows
from one to
the other.
That's a good deal.
Really, really excited about that. But Fred, you know, I got to believe that there may be a little competition between the boat show and the auto show about, well, we want to really showcase the boats, or, gee, we want to really showcase the auto. I mean, it's just, you know, business competition.
It's gone together as a team effort.
Okay.
Because, you know, we haven't had a boat show in a while.
Right.
The reason things have gone together is, you know, the car dealers didn't have enough inventory to fill the building. The boat dealers didn't have enough inventory to fill the building. So it was just a good thing for us to get together and let a customer have one ticket both shows.
Yeah, Fred, is it going to be mixed, or is it, you know, cars are over here and boats are over there?
Well, the cars are going to be on one end of the building and boats will be on the other end of the building. But there's no divider, so it's all open. You can look at boats, you can look at cars, you can go back and look at boats, you can go back and look at cars.
Well, or both, right? And I want to get this car, but I want to get the trailer to tow that boat if you're really feeling flush right now. And that's the whole thing. So you've still got the situation, especially what the boat show is famous for, is that you can, if it's available, or will be, you can do your ordering, your buying, your financing, your insuring, all of that.
You can do all that at the boat show.
Yeah.
Boy, it's kind of like redefining drive out. Get
there
your
go.
Vehicle,
yeah.
You know.
Well, I know the auto show, it's the manufacturers, and you'll go, oh, that's cool. I mean, there's a dealer presence, but they're not selling cars there. But you're looking at it, and then I think I'm going to go
over
to so-and-so
still,
and get
you
one.
Go, you look at it,
it
and
stimulates you
go find your favorite dealer.
You
know. On the auto side. Fred, let me ask you this. Many times when we visit with you, we're talking about financing of new product or even on the motor side. But let's say that we're doing that partial refit without the power, setting the power aside. Are lenders receptive to doing financing for that?
For like a repower only?
Yeah, no, not repower, but for everything but repower. You know, you come in and go, this is what we're going to do. We're going to do some fiberglass work. We're going to, you know, do some aluminum work. We're going to put in a new leaning post, put all this together. This is the package that Fred Lester at Red Wing Boat's going to do for us. And I'm going to wait on putting a new outboard on later on because of lack of availability.
I feel like basically it's a service ticket where we're just adding accessories.
Uh-huh.
They're not as apt to finance that because it's kind of like a repair job.
Ah, okay.
Because they don't have really anything to put a lien on.
Yes, that's the ticket.
But what I have found is whether they're doing that or whether they're putting a new trolling motor and maybe a new motor, or like you said, doing fiberglass work.
Right.
If you're a member of a credit union, I have found that the credit union will make personal loans easier than making a repower loan.
Yeah, and some of these credit unions have ways of complying with their regulations of membership,
right.
You know.
Yes.
So So they're pretty aggressive.
Well, what's amazing is, you know, a boat loan, whether it be a motor or a whole boat or whatever, is recreational. So the interest rates are not as good as automobiles.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes if you go to your credit union and discuss with them repowering a motor or repowering a boat, that interest rate is higher than if you do a personal loan.
Right, right.
Now, Fred, let me ask you again. We talked about this last time, I think. That you find yourself casting your net out further to find things, you know, I mean, some little dealer in North Carolina or, I say, whatever, to get product and accessories and things that you need?
Well, we have gone outside to buy product from other dealers mm-hmm. when they had it because... Yeah. You know, it's, for instance, let's just pick troll motors. You know, I probably got 60 troll motors on order. As they come in, I get two or three from this distributor, and I get two or three from that distributor because I got them ordered both places.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we call a customer when one comes in, and, you know, they either bring the boat and put it on or they come pick it up. But it's not as easy as, you know, just walking into a place and buying like you used to.
Hmm.
You know, you may have to put your name on a list.
Right. Let me go back to the financing question that I was asking. And y'all were mentioning, gee, what would we have as collateral? If I've got a boat that I'm bringing to Fred that I've paid for, I've got the title. It's free and clear. And I've got this service ticket, you know, whatever, it's going to enhance the value of something that has depreciated over time.
Yes.
Fred, I mean, just, you know, hell, I've sat on a few bank boards, you know, walk in and say, this is a $20,000 ticket to refurbish this boat. Here's the title. Make me a loan. And I'm putting the boat up as collateral. I would think they would do that, wouldn't they?
With the boat up for collateral, yes.
Okay.
If you don't want to do the boat for collateral, then you'd have to go towards a personal loan.
Yeah. Okay. No, I figured that. But goodness, so many, when they get in a boat to begin with,
mm-hmm.
the boat is your collateral.
Sure.
You know.
Yeah. Other than that, then you need to find those places. No credit, no problem.
Right. Right. Trailers. Rick McLean, friend of both of ours. What's the status on getting trailers if you want to put some new wheels underneath that boat?
4 to 5 weeks.
Oh, that's not bad. That's not bad. I mean, that's a lot better.
We can get trailers faster than anything at the moment.
Really? Okay. All right. Given the issues that we're having on getting product, anything new, or are we just kind of holding pat with what we've got in the way of new product or new innovations?
Well, we don't have a whole lot of new product.
Uh-huh.
Now, we may have some models that have changed with upgrades and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know that we're going to see a whole lot of brand new stuff coming out for a couple of years because the manufacturers are so far behind on what they do now.
All right. And those manufacturers are doing things to try to position themselves to ramp up. And where I'm going with this question is our friend Bill Kenner at K2 Marine. He's just recently moved into an old new facility.
Well, yeah, it's a facility where he used to build Kenner's.
Right.
And, you know, of course, he had sold that.
Right.
And ended up doing K2 Marine as Frontiers and Blackjacks.
Right.
And has now, since bought that facility back, and as of just a couple of weeks ago, he's 100% in the new facility building boats. And he's hoping that, you know, over the next year or two, he can double his production. Now, a lot of that depends on availability of outboards also.
Sure, sure. What are you hearing from Ranger and Parker on their product lines?
Well, we can order Parker's, but nothing will happen until after July.
Ooh, wow.
They're sold out through then.
Okay.
Now, on Ranger, Ranger bought Hatteras in the Carolinas.
Right.
So they have moved the saltwater Rangers to that facility. And they are all moved in now and starting to build boats. So that should be a big help there because there'll be more room.
Outstanding. Okay. All right. Again, in advance of the boat show, go to redwingboatco.com. That's redwingboatco.com. Or give them a call at 713-921-0656 and do attend the show. I think it's going to be a fun show, and certainly you couldn't ask for a dealer more knowledgeable and with tenure and history in the greater Houston area as
and,
well.
And when is that boat show?
When's the boat show? It opens the 26th. So we're about 10 days out, and we'll run through that Sunday, January 30th. So, hey, I'm fired up. We're going to have a boat show, Fred.
I'm ready.
All right.
Without too long.
There you go. There you go. All right. Listen, thanks for joining us today on Texas Outdoor News.
Thank you.
Thank you, Fred. Friends, we'll be back with more right after this.
Hello, I'm Ernie Hudson. Sometimes I play a hero in the movies and on TV, but what I'm most proud of is being a hero for my four kids. I did that by beating cancer twice. And as a dad, there's nothing I wouldn't do to protect my kids from cancer. The human papillomavirus, or HPV, can cause 6 types of cancer. That's why every parent needs to know there's an HPV vaccine, and it can stop cancer before it starts. Girls and boys should get the vaccine at 11 or 12, and there's a catch-up option for teens and young adults. Over 40,000 new cases of HPV-related cancer will be diagnosed this year. Together, we can change those numbers. Be a hero. Call your child's doctor today and ask about the HPV vaccine. Getting tested for cancer saved my life. Getting your son or daughter vaccinated could save theirs. For more information, go to preventcancer.org.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
It is time for the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. What's coming up, Harold?
Well, let's take a peek here. January 19th. Tri-County Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraiser in Hereford. For information on that, go to ducks.org. January 22nd, West Bay Big Trout Tournament and Fundraiser at the West End Marina in Galveston. For info, go to fishwestend.com. And, of course, as we said, January 26th to 30th, the 65th Annual Houston International Boat Sport and Travel Show at NRG Center. Go to houstonboats.com.
That's with the auto show.
Well, with the auto show is part of it, too, of course.
Absolutely.
Anyway, and go kick the tires, okay? Anyway, go to one of those great events, maybe in your new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 43 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Nothing is tougher than Ford's F-Series. So why don't you do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 best-in-Texas Ford Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
You're invited to the event of the year. The Houston Auto Show and Houston Boat Show are getting hitched. January 26th through the 30th at NRG Center, the Auto Show and Boat Show unite for the first time ever. Take a test drive, board your dream boat, check out the latest and greatest models. One ticket gets you into two great events, the Houston Auto and Boat Show, January 26th through 30th at NRG Center. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com.
And since we want you to be illuminated, do remember that Hybrid Light is the official mobile lighting provider of Texas Outdoor News. They have flashlights, headlamps, work lights, lanterns, and more. These products charge with a USB cord or any light source, and they hold a charge for 7 years, which is remarkable. Plus, they can be used to charge your phone and other devices. So for our listeners and friends, they have a special offer. For 20% off any of their products and free same-day shipping, go to hybridlight.com and at checkout, add the discount code TEXAS20. Again, that's 20% off, free same-day shipping, hybridlight.com.
I want to thank our guest today, Fred Lister, Red Wing Boat Company. Again, their website, Red Wing Boat Co., just redwingboatco.com. Or give them a call at 713-921-0656. And folks, do mark it on your calendar for the Boat and Auto Show. That's going to be a neat show. It really is.
The Auto Show kept getting better and better anyway.
Sure.
They're doing a good job out there. Do check it out. Okay, do remember, of course, to check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You see a list of our wonderful affiliate stations. Also, our shows are archived. So if you go, what did they say? Well, just click on listen to the show, and there they are. By dates and listing our guests and so on, okay? And do remember, of course, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. So when you go online, too, you can go to StitcherSmartRadio.com. You can go to Facebook and like us. I hear that builds the audience, you know? Share it, too. Share it's even more fun. Anyway, do be careful. Remember, whether you're in the field or on the water, be safe out there. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station for more Texas Outdoor News.